It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And welcome to Alaska Realty Today. And welcome to April. So that makes all of us think about spring. And so today we are going to talk about what we can do outside to get ready for listing your home. We already did a couple of weeks ago. We talked about things you could do spring-wise inside your home. So today is when I can finally talk about dealing with the outside. I still know there's a lot of snow on the ground, but up here you also have to plan ahead because some things will get booked up. So it's always a good idea to think about things to do for your home.
What do you mean booked up? Like vendors, servicers, contractors?
Vendors, handymen? Yes. All of them, all of the above, especially gutter repairmen, dirt work, power washers, hard pack removal people. They can all quickly get booked up. So it's something to keep on the forefront of your mind when you're about to list your home so your home presents the best in its pictures and in person when your prospective buyers come through.
Yeah, and on that point, hopefully I'm not stealing your thunder, but it's the I know we've mentioned on the show before, but it's the first thing that a buyer sees and the last thing that they see. So It's so valuable to have a good curb appeal.
So I thought it would be just a quick idea is we're going to just move from the front all the way in into the property. So the first thing that some people forget about is actually your mailbox. And our mailboxes up here can take a beating in the winter. The plow people and the road maintenance people can sometimes not be the nicest people and also to the mailbox. And also for us this winter, we had a moose that really didn't like our mailbox. So he knocked it down three different times this winter. So it's all dented up. So we're getting a new mailbox in a few weeks at our home. But just remember, make sure that your where your mailbox is, that it's painted, it looks clean, it's not all dented up, it has the house numbers on the mount, so it's properly numbered, which will be good possibly if clients come from a different direction and they don't see the for sale sign, that they still see the house number. And visible house numbers are really nice for people doing drive-bys.
No, and that's a really good point, Lisa. And if you remember that property we just listed a few weeks ago, I think the very first person showed it swore that there was no signs and swore there was no house number. And I think there was, because she's the only one that brought it up. But to that point, to your point, it's just really nice to have a nice clear house number. And I've been on plenty of showings where there's no house number, so it's hard to find.
Yeah, so that and it doesn't take much money. And one of the things is we get further on to into spring and early summer, and it does grab people's eye, is there are little kits that you can buy that hang over your mailbox and make them a little planner and can put small plants on either side, little flowering plants, and it just brightens it up before they turn into your house. And it does, I think I paid like $12 for the one we put on our mailbox. So it's something to think about on your mailbox.
Do you use plastic plants now or do you wait till the real ones?
I wait till the real ones. Okay. I have personal opinion about plastic plants, but others might use plastic plants, but I wait for the real ones. And we pretty soon here, I mean, it's not soon, but very early on, we have ones that are flowering, so you can have some greenery and flowery pretty easy in your mailbox hangers. So the next thing we want to talk about is, of course, the driveway approach. And this can be somewhat, especially if you're selling your home in the spring, if you are still have snow on the ground, really think about getting that hard pack removed. Wouldn't you agree that that's an important, just at this point, since all the roads have had their hard pack up, it's time to get your own hard pack up at your house if you have a considerable buildup.
Yeah, I was driving down to Johansson, and our son Colby asked me, why is that commercial lot taking all of it's for sale? Why are they taking all their hard pack up? And I go, probably because it's going to present better. It's going to be not mucky, and people can drive around the lot and look at it, and it's just going to show better. So same thing with the driveway. It's just a pain. It's a hassle, and there's a lot of driveways that just get miserable, you know, during breakup until it dries out. So taking that hard pack off can just dump that out into your yard and have your driveway dry up much quicker, and it's just easier to show. People aren't tracking mud through your house, and it's just it's a good idea. So if I were listing our house, I would take our hard pack up.
And then another thing, after you have that hard pack up and we get a little further into breakup and spring entering, if you have some puddle makers that have developed over the winter and if you have a gravel driveway, go ahead and fill those in. It doesn't take much, and it's just nicer for the present if you don't have a huge divots in your driveway as you're approaching the house. And then if your driveway actually has absorbed all its gravel, you might want to think about investing the money to bring some new gravel over the whole top of the driveway to have it show better.
Yeah, like a D1 minus chip is really nice, and there's some nice alternatives.
And it shows well in pictures.
Yeah, get a hold of us. We can put you in front of different vendors that can come out and do that for you.
But that's all something you want to think about. Now, if you have a hard surface driveway, which more in the city limits and some homes do, but not as common up here, you really want to think about possibly power washing it and making it sure that all the cracks are sealed and so forth. You just want to show it as best as possible, especially because it is a bonus up here to have hard surface driveways. So take care of them the best, and they stand out to buyers. So you want it power washed. If there is any minor little cracks, put the sealant in. But it's just another way of making their approach nice to your home. So after you're up to the house, getting up to the front door. And Kirk always reminds me, this is the first thing they see and the last thing they see. So it's worth putting the time and effort into it. And so the first thing you might want to think about is look at your main door. Is it clean? Is it the paint look good on it? Are the handles operating properly? You'd be amazed how many showings we've gone to where we've struggled with the locks because it's not quite aligned right. So we're trying to lift the door up, lift the door down, wiggle it. Multiple people try the keys. So it might be a test run on your own just to make sure that all your keys easily operate for anyone that's coming in to show your home.
Amen.
Makes you think positive things if the door opens on the first turn of the key. And we struggle a lot with keys. You would not be
It's where I can't get one open, and I'll try hard, but
I don't want to break it, though.
Yeah, and it's not 40 below anymore, and knock on wood. I remember we first moved up here 20 years ago, back up here. I think on your birthday it was like 40 below, which is this weekend. Happy birthday. But it's awful just sitting there having our clients wait for you to get the door open. So, yes, make sure that lock set works good, and replace it if it's
And they're not that expensive to replace. And you can look at some technology options that might stand out even more to the buyer because there's a lot of digital solutions now for home lock sets, smart home lock sets. And so that might be something you want to do as an upgrade for your property for your future buyers.
Yep, good point.
And then another thing that people, we get asked every once in a while, is the color of your front door important? And there's many articles in the last 2 years that have come out, and it seems that colors of front doors are really important. It's not the end-all be-all, but it can be an increase in value to your home. And the number one paint color for a front door that gets the most positive reception from prospective buyers is solid black in a shiny finish or a dark matte gray are the two best received by buyers, and they put value in it and think the home is worth more due to the front door being black or dark gray. And then the second most popular one was like a blue slate gray for more of the neutral color homes. But those, if you're going to put some paint on your front door, read a couple of articles, but it's something to look into, and that would be a half day project, so it wouldn't be anything that complicated to paint your front door.
Were you surprised at it being black?
I personally was. I like brighter colors on front doors, and I get a little bit into the feng shui. About color selection and so forth on front doors. But multiple articles I came across swear that it's black is the one that is received best by buyers. Another thing they did mention is if your door is a little out of date or has gotten beat up a little bit, it might be worth your while to look at that investment of just going ahead and replacing that front door. Because styles have changed, and it is the first thing they see, and it might be the option to spend the money and have a new front door installed. And another thing to think about your front door as clients are coming in, take the time to check your weather stripping and make sure, especially if you have pets or kids, make sure it's clean and in good standing and it isn't torn up or scratched on by the dogs. And that's like a less than an hour project if you need to replace the weather stripping. And you can buy the kits at any of the local hardware stores, or you can order them online, and it's better, and it makes the doors shut better, and it's just a good curb appeal thing to look at that you can take care of. And then when I was doing more reading, put a little planner by your front door. And make sure you keep it in size to what you have. This little, don't overcrowd your.
So back to the plant thing. I mean, am I doing it today, or am I doing this in a month?
No, we're further into spring.
Okay.
We aren't going to kill the plants overnight, but it's something to plan ahead for. So you just have the planner ready to go, and you can have it outside as soon as it's time.
I think a lot of people already have starts going in their greenhouses or heated greenhouses or in their garages. So
yeah, so buy a nice little plant stand to put next to your front door, and it's one of those things that buyers do respond really well real for, and it's just something that is easy for you to take care of. And then I think the next biggest thing we should talk about, especially actively being into breakup and we're starting to see icicles and snow come off the roofs, is do walk around your property and look for any drainage issues you are having to make sure your gutters are all tipped down so they're draining away from the house, making sure that you have puddles not forming in areas you don't have puddles, so fill in that, and making sure that everything's graded properly, because people will walk around your house as soon as we have more area to get around, or that we will put snow boots on and go through around a whole house. But it's just something to keep in mind and another thing that makes you show you care as a homeowner. And I don't think it would take that long to do. Make sure your gutters are down and operating properly and that kind of fun stuff.
What do you mean down?
A lot of people flip up the bottoms of their gutter in the late fall.
And then they forget,
or some people think that they will actually flip down automatically and they don't. So you want to put them back down because that makes the water run further away from your house during breakup, and so it's not right up next to your foundation. But it does get forgotten a lot to put to flip the extensions down. I was sort of surprised that so many people were, one, thought it was automatic, or two, didn't think it was that important. But it is important up here to flip those gutters down during breakup.
Also, you made me think of something. You might want to walk around your house and just pay attention to snow coming off your metal roof. A lot of people still don't have snow stops on them, and so...
And what are snow stops for some people that might be new to our environment?
They're just little metal triangles that bolt onto your metal roof that keep the snow from sliding down. Just let it melt naturally without coming down and crushing your
in one sheet.
Child or your deck, so or your client or client. So yeah, you just walk around and pay attention to that, and you might want to pull that down if you think it's starting to slide down and could hit somebody.
Yep, that's important. And then you want to also make sure replace that welcome mat at the front door. I mean, you can go to Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, go to Amazon. There's a lot of reasonable offers, and it's just nice to have a fresh welcome mat and clean so it doesn't look like it's been 10 million footprints across it. And also, they'll bring less dirt into your entryway if you have a nice welcome mat. They'll wipe their feet, and then when they come into your mudroom or Arctic entry, their feet will be cleaner, so it helps you out too. But it's something that sometimes gets forgotten up here is to have those mats
true,
out so
true,
you can
true.
Clean off your feet before you go in that property.
Can I jump in real quick on something else, too? Consider getting booties off Amazon. I don't know if Fred sells them. I can't remember. I've got like 1,000 of them, but I take them with me. So my clients, when their feet are muddy or if they're, let's say, military and they just have lace-up boots, it's a pain. I have booties that they can put on, and so we don't, you know, trek around their house. So you might consider having booties out there so people aren't tracking mud through your house.
I think I've even seen them in boxes at Lowe's over by the painting section. I think you can buy booties right there. I think we've even grabbed them from there. But that is very helpful, especially because we know what breakup's like up here. It can be a lot of mud sometimes. So
yeah, and you just wanted to come home every day after showings and, you know, people have forgotten to take their shoes off, neglected, and have tracked some, you know, snowy mud through your house.
And then with homes with a lot of trees or some trees, and if you have industrious children or you're industrious, pick it during breakup and you're actively already have your home listed, clean up the limbs around your property because a lot of stuff, we had some wind earlier this winter, so there are some limbs that broke down in different properties. We had a few come down in our yard. But if you're having your home actively listed, go ahead and collect those now. I know it's sort of a pain with the snow on the ground, but it does show differently, especially in the exterior pictures. If you don't have random birch tree limbs sticking up around the snow in the front pictures of your home, and it doesn't take that long to clean and just collect it in a pile of wood for later in the season for fire pits.
I don't know if you already talked about this, but you know there's going to be places in Fairbanks North Pole where you could still shovel your walks and keep them in the. They'll dry out during the day. They'll melt off during the day. And same with your decks. You know, maybe you've kept on them up on them, but if not, it might be good to be able to show those off and let people walk around them. And so go ahead and get those cleared off and get ready for your showings.
Yeah. And then I guess this is just general extra stuff around where your prospective buyers are going to park. You want to think about that because sometimes we drive up and there can be a collection of items in what would be the large parking area, but they might have some outdoor equipment parked outside. They might have fall.
A boat, an RV, a four-wheeler, snow machine.
Something tarp that you don't even know what's under the tarp. It's a mystery. Really think about if you can move that stuff.
Try to un-Fairbanks it for just a little bit.
Because it makes it easier because most likely there's two cars coming up your property to show. And sometimes there can, if there's, it's it could be three or four cars coming at once to show your property, depending on the individual buyers. And if you have three quarters of your parking pad taken up by your stuff, those people are going to be parking down the driveway, or and then they're going to be probably scooting by their car to walk up to your house. And so it's just a logistical thing. If you make your parking pad as clean as possible so everyone can easily get out of the car, walk around, and make it into your house. And a lot of people forget to do that. So we're going to take a real quick break, and after we get back, we're going to touch on a few more things. And I think Kirk's going to give us some wonderful market stats. I see him looking at his iPad. We'll be right back.
Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynor returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on eight of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. to kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynor.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue our discussion of getting your house ready to list during breakup and heading into spring, and some things for the outside that you should keep in mind and make sure that you're showing your property to the best of its ability. So we have a few more last things to talk about. Outdoor lighting. Make sure that all your lighting has working bulbs. Go ahead and clean any outdoor lighting you have if it's easily reachable, because it will collect a lot of dust and grime and stuff during the wintertime. So give me a nice clean. And when you're showing or leaving your house for showing, even if it's daylight, flip on all those lights, especially if your front door is under a cover. The light will show up as being lit, and it will add aesthetic to the house. And it makes it a little friendlier to approach. Now, if any of yours are in disrepair or have seen better days, a little dated, look into updating them. It's not a huge amount of money, and it makes a big difference. And it's not like you have 200 outdoor lights on your property. It's maybe four, maybe two, maybe just one at the front door. So it's not a considerable price point to have those updated and make sure they're fully functioning, and it just makes the house show better. And then another thing that we run into is if you have fences in your yard, make them in good repair. If they're falling down and they've seen better days, it might just be time to call it good and pull out the fence than leave it sort of falling over and broken down. And if it's something that adds aesthetic and you do like it and it does have some problem areas, talk to someone or yourself if you're handy and repair that panel and just have it not looking like it's broken down. And our fences do to have a hard life up here, so they do need some TLC every spring. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Have we talked poop?
Oh. No, we have not talked poop. That There is many a company, I don't know many company, there's a handful of companies up here that will help you if you have the pedos that have been using your yard all winter long and you haven't been cleaning up after them, or they've been using the deck, which we see a lot, and haven't been cleaning up one on. If you are not don't have children that want to earn money, or you do not feel like doing that, there's
no child labor laws for your own children, are there?
You can hire a company that will come and remove your poop. There's a gentleman in town that does an excellent job that we've used for years. And also, especially if it's on your decks, because people will open those sliding doors to go out to the deck now that it's spring. Sometimes in the winter they won't open. In the spring they are, or breakup time they're going to. And it's quite, especially if it's getting over into the upper 30s, low 40s, and you open up that door and the dogs use the deck the entire winter, it is quite the smell that hits you when you open up that sliding door if it's a sunny day out. So it's the deck more so even than the yard is remove the poop. And the moose piles, some people find them when they're outside buyers, they find them, oh, that's so cute. But in general, move the moose poop too. It's because people walk through the yard, not look down, and then all of a sudden they've stepped in moose poop, and that's no fun for anyone.
Well, makes me think of the showing I had up in the White Mountains last year before, and there was fresh bear scat that, I mean, what are you going to do about that? You're not going to.
Well, that's not their fault. That was
chase the bear off and.
No, that was fresh. So that was not the seller's fault.
Yeah, we didn't hang outside too long.
Yes, but that is important to remove it. And we do start to get smells this time of year. Yeah. You think you're not, but you do get smells.
In our house, we have a guy that comes in. He brings his two sons and they knock it out in an hour and they get a whole winter's worth in an hour. It's so nice. And you know, we can take care of it after that, but it's just nice having that first.
It's the step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's something, to your point, Kirk, to remember, even after you have a service come out or you do a one good deep clean of your yard, stay on top of it after that point. Don't fall behind. Make sure that you've keeping that clean, because as it gets warmer and warmer, people will progress out to the yard. And another thing to think about your yard, and we're guilty of this somewhat, if you have a lot of kid stuff in your yard, you want to taper that back a little bit. I mean, a nice wooden playset that shows well. Not everyone's going to need it. Not everyone loves it. But, I mean, if it's good repair and it's there, leave that. But if you have a collection of trampolines and the little Tykes plastic toy slides and the little plastic cabin and different kid equipment all over the place, tamper it down as much as possible. I mean, leave the things that are installed, but it just looks cleaner. It looks cleaner in person, and it looks way cleaner in pictures. When you have a lot of stuff in your yard and the outdoor pictures, a prospective buyer's eyes don't know where to stop, and they move past those exterior pictures quicker when there's a lot of clutter in the outside of the home. So you probably don't need those two trampolines in your yard while you're trying to sell your home. It might be time to either take them down or move them on to a new family that would love to use them. But it's something to really think about, is to declutter that front yard.
True. Nope. It's all great points.
And especially pools from last year. I've seen so many times we showed properties and the snow is melting away, and you see the remnants of last year's pools under the snow starting to show up.
Like the little dinky plastic pools or the bigger ones?
We've seen everything. We've seen the Intex blow-up ones to the little plastic pool-y ones. Just those are things you want to get up, especially because it's laying on your grass, so your grass isn't going to get the light it needs. But it's amazing how many of those pools sit under the snow, and then we see them in the spring when we go out to show home. So it's just dig them out and take the time to clean up the front yard and the backyard, but front yard most important when you're driving up.
Yeah, and the reason we're telling you guys all this is for two reasons. One, houses aren't selling in 1 hour like they used to. Average days on market this last month was 65 days, so it's a big difference. It's still a seller's market. There's still, I think, 2 months worth of inventory. So.
And what again makes it, when will it become a number, makes it a balance?
Four months worth of inventory. So if we took last month's sales divided by the quantity that are active, that puts you into how many. That's the absorption rate and gives you how many months worth of inventory we have. So at 4 months, it's a balanced market.
So this is even more important, because it's
still a seller's market, but again, it's changing and it's not, you know, people are. The
last time you rattled off days on market, we were at
31 or something.
Oh, I thought we were at 32, and I think we went to 45, and now we're at 65.
Yep, it's been creeping up.
And so even more important to take your time to do everything right. But there's still there's still a number of buyers on the market, and we still have a shortage of inventory. So it's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah. On that note, can I jump in with some more stats?
Let me go down the stats, and now we're going to hear stats.
And we're trying to get you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. So again, that's the goal. But if we look over year comparison, I'm looking at just February of last month compared to the year before. And I'll just, everything is specific to area, so it's important you sit down with one of us and talk about what your neighborhood is doing. But sales were actually up 13% in February this year versus last year. So that's, sales have been declining, but they were actually up this past February. The volume sold, which is the dollar amount, is up 34%. And that comes from the average sales price, which is actually up 18% for the month of February this year versus the month of February last year.
So, yet again,
and that's roughly 100 sales.
Yet again, Fairbanks is not following the national trend, which isn't surprising, but it's just another indicator that we are our own little microcosm up here.
But to Lisa's point, the quantity of active properties for sale is down 23% this past February versus the February before. So, a year ago, there was 298 properties for sale. This year, there's 230. So it's almost 25% decrease.
So there's 230 active is single family? Is that everything?
That's all residential.
So
if that makes sense.
An interesting side note, because I like to read my articles, as everyone knows. There was an interesting article in ADN talking about their housing market, which is yet again another microcosm of the United States and of Alaska, and separate from us. In the whole Anchorage area, there is only 134 single-family homes on the market in Anchorage right now. So they're feeling a much tighter inventory than we are up here. But it is something to say that both Fairbanks and Anchorage, we are seeing a small number of listings active on the MLS in both communities. But 134 in Anchorage is just a crazy number in my mind for how many more people that community has.
I did pull market stats just for this year, so starting in January and through today. And we have 176 properties. That includes 1 through 4 bedrooms. So it's kind of interesting. And the average price, the median average list price or the median price is going to differ from property to property. But average list price, for one bedroom is $150,000-ish, two bedroom, $175,000, three bedroom, $350,000, four bedroom, $450,000-ish. So it's interesting. And of course, those days on market fluctuate. So get a hold of your professional. Call Lisa or I. We'll sit down with you and talk about your neighborhood specifically.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed some intriguing ideas for how to spring clean or have your kids spring clean your yard before you list your home. And again, always reach out to Kirk or I at Next Home Arctic Sun if you have any real estate questions. We're here to help you. And go enjoy your first day of April. And stay tuned for the buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.